The following program is a presentation of the FlyPod New Media Network, www.theflypod.com.
Welcome to Factoids on the Fly, a fascinating and fun-filled feast of fabulous facts, sumptuous statistics, and delicious data, all served up in 1 to 15-minute bite-sized morsels, sure to satisfy even the most famished of Factoid fans. I'm your host, Factoid Fred. Like all things Rolls-Royce, its signature hood ornament is a study in extravagance. However, the origin of the spirit of ecstasy, also called the Silver Lady and the Flying Lady, is scandalous. Its first design was a custom creation by sculptor Charles Robinson Sykes for the Rolls-Royce Silver Shadow, owned by John Walter Edward Douglas Scott Montague, 2nd Baron Montague of Beaulieu and editor of the Car Illustrated magazine in the early 1900s. Sykes created a likeness of Montague's secretary and not-so-secret mistress, Eleanor Velasco Thornton, in flowing robes with a finger pressed to her lips to signify the couple's furtive love. Ferrari's logo of a black horse on a gold background appeared on Alfa Romeo race cars in 1932 at the Grand Prix of Spa in Belgium before it ever appeared on a Ferrari vehicle. But even before that, the black prancing stallion emblem adorned a number of World War I fighter planes piloted by Italian Count Francesco Baracca, an accomplished equestrian known as the Cavalier of the Skies. After the pilot's death, the Count's mother presented the emblem to Enzo Ferrari, who added the canary yellow background and the colors of the Italian flag across the top. It's been the symbol of Ferrari ever since. Then there's Mercedes. After it became a registered trademark for the Daimler-Mercedes Automotive Group, the company searched for a defining logo. In 1909, Paul and Adolf Daimler, sons of company founder Gottlieb Daimler, came up with the idea of using a star as the symbol for the automaker's badge. When first employed as the technical director of the Cologne, Germany-based Deutsch AG engine factory in 1872, Gottlieb had marked a star above the image of his house on a postcard, writing to his wife that the same star, symbolizing prosperity, would one day shine over his own factory. Finally, lots of Factoids on the Fly fans know this one, or they think they do. The famous BMW roundel, trademarked in 1917, represents the aircraft manufacturing works of the Bayerische Motorenwerk, or the Bavarian Motor Works, a spinning white propeller against a blue sky. That explanation is a common misconception. In fact, the roundel combines the company name within a black circle style of Rapp Motorenwerk with basic imagery derived from the blue and white diamond flag of the Bavarian Free State. However, the blue and white color scheme within the BMW roundel is reversed from that of the flag, because at the time it was illegal to use national symbols in commercial trademarks. Got a favorite factoid, bit of history, science, or trivia? Then send it to us with your name and your hometown at theflypod.com. If we use your submission, you'll receive mention on our next podcast, not to mention the admiration and envy of our listeners from across our RSS feeds throughout the United States, Puerto Rico, and the U.S. Virgin Islands. So until the next factoid gets stuck onto my flypaper mind and yours, this is Factoid Fred wishing you a great day.